Hey, Kathy, welcome to the program.
Hi there.
So I've heard that once they've seen Paris, they'll never go back to the farm.
I like how you bring this topic in. We did see an opinion piece in the New York Times by a guy named Brooks Lamb. The article was called "Why the Kids Won't Farm." So this is a fellow who has authored a book called "Love for the Land: Lessons from Farmers Who Persist in Place." He's also authored other works. He works at the American Farmland Trust. That's a group that protects farmland.
Yeah, I'm very familiar with AFT. They have a great model for providing easements for farmland if you want to protect it from development or other issues. Yeah.
So he says young people are not farming at rates high enough to maintain farms and farming into the future. He says it's prompted more nonprofits to help aging farmers with succession planning, and we need more reforms to make farming more suitable for young people.
Is part of it that the treadmill that a lot of farmers find themselves on of higher levels of inputs in terms of cost, higher amount of acres being farmed, and a handful of crops that allow you to tap into those public support systems. I mean, that whole thing has become a bit of a treadmill.
It has.
And I know more. We know plenty of young farmers who are getting into other types of farming.
We do. In fact, a lot of the young people who are going into farming, it's not that they're not interested in farming. They're not interested in farming in the way that is so highly industrial because of the reasons that you cited. Yeah. And the reasons that Brooks, the author of the opinion piece, wants people to get into farming is that it would help the environment, it would be good for our health, good for rural economies and food security, because these are people who are interested in starting a new way of farming or renovating the old way of farming so that we actually grow more food for people and food without a lot of chemical inputs and such.
And one thing, I think I speak for both of us, one thing we love about farming, we farm very small scale, but very productive. We raise half our food. And one thing I love about it is the variety. Mm-hmm. There's always something different to do and always that challenges. I mean, how to figure out how to deal with, for example, a rabbit that won't nest in her nesting box.
which we've dealt with.
Or chickens
recently.
That are getting their wings damaged. You know, I mean, all these little things that you suddenly have to have a clever plan to figure out what to do about it.
Well, one of the conundrums that Brooks mentions about young people getting into farming is not what some people have kind of poo-pooed it as being. For instance, they just don't want to get their hands dirty.
Oh,
they don't
want
a decent day's work. And
who's saying that?
This is a young farmer. This is a man who grew up on his family farm, and he is still the caretaker of the farm in Tennessee, I believe. Mm. And he says the barriers to young people getting into farming are not knowledge or training, because they have both. They have begun young, and they might have come from farms, or they might be entering farms, but they're not going in without getting informed. And it's not because of work ethic. It's because real estate prices are rising due to developers wanting to build on land.
Well, sure,
they can't get land, and there's no market consistency.
Due to people like Bill Gates buying up huge tracts of farmland.
Yes.
And again, foreign corporations own what, 4% I'm forgetting the number. Mm-hmm. I said it before. I think it's over 4 million acres of American farmland. So, yeah, there's a lot of competition.
There is.
For land.
And land is disappearing. It's not that there's not arable land, but that land is being bought up again by developers as urban sprawl encroaches onto spaces that it really doesn't
need to be. That or hunting preserves or all kinds of other reasons why someone with deep pockets might come in and bid on land and be able to snag it before a young person who wants to farm can get a hold of it.
Well, I like that Brooks doesn't just talk about the problem. He presents some solutions. He says Congress could actually pass a farm bill helps with land affordability.
A great idea.
And they increase funding for conservation easements, protecting land from development. He also thinks Congress could expand access to loans, create a down payment assistance program, or several of those.
And they could also cap farm subsidies at, say, $250,000. That's something that Chuck Grassley, our current U.S. Senator, and former U.S. Senator Tom Harkin, Democrat and Republican, both agreed on. Mm-hmm. There ought to be a cap on how many, you know, what income you are at to gain farm subsidies.
Well, and I'm sure there are many more solutions from the federal level. States could offer tax credits for grants for new farmers. He even talks about other nonprofits, the one, not just the one he works for, but and there are some nonprofits locally here in Des Moines that are doing it too, but providing technical assistance. I'm thinking of Lutheran Services in Iowa with the Global Greens program. That's very successful.
And despite all these obstacles, people are getting into farming. We know a lot of young people who are farming and doing really innovative work.
I'm really encouraged by it. In fact, a lot of our neighbors right here in the neighborhood we live in are doing the same thing.
Kathy, thanks so much for joining me today.